This is Nights with Dennis Walter. It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
13 to 10, Jeff Gwillem, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis.
Last week we were talking about different things to do with cars and whatever, and to do with theft of motor vehicles, but I didn't get to ask you, we ran out of time. Are there any tracker-type devices that you can put on a car in a bit of a hidden spot so that if by some chance your vehicle did get nicked, that you can quickly find out where it is?
Well, there's lots of them, and often they're not that expensive either. You know, they'll conceal a tracker in a place in your car where it's unlikely to be found. And it's sort of always been a mystery to me. We'll buy a $70,000 car, $100,000, $20,000 car, but if somebody says, look, for $14 a week, we'll put a tracker on and we'll track it for you, people don't do it. It's been a real challenge in Australia for years, Dennis, and I think we rest on our laurels on the view, look, I'm insured, it's their problem if it gets stolen, and I think we cause ourselves a lot of anguish by doing that because, you know, there's still about 10,000 cars that never get found every year in Australia, and the reality is your car actually could be in a paddock somewhere, it's just not in sight. The other thing is, Dennis, was a fantastic piece of technology developed, this is over 20 years ago, called Data Dots. And they can spray these dots under the hood of your car, underneath the engine. You can't see them. They're almost microscopic. But every dot in one spray has got the same serial number on it. And if your car's stolen, the police put an ultraviolet light over the car, and they can pick up the number of those data dots and find the original owner, even if it's just an engine part.
Why isn't that used more?
Well, people don't want to pay for it. So it's available. Dealerships sometimes offer it. Manufacturers often offer it. But it's the same as the trackers on cars. I think we live with this view that, well, I've bought the car and I've had to pay for insurance, and in that case it's somebody else's responsibility. And yet, we've got vehicle recyclers that sometimes work with the police on this stuff, and they find parts that have been recycled, and, you know, they can track them right back to the person that stole the car. And they're microscopic, and you can't see them, but every one of them, small on the pinhead, has got a 6 or 7 or 10-digit code on it, and it's the same code throughout the whole car. They're phenomenal. I worked at the Ford Motor Company, and they had it in there then, and I couldn't understand. It was the most marvellous technology I've ever seen, and a lot of people, well, hardly anybody took it up. Not, I mean, commercial people take it up, but the public, very low take.
I had a friend who, this is not recent, it was a few years back, but he had a very expensive Mercedes Sports, and it got knocked off, and the belief was that it was probably in Dubai or somewhere like that. There was some sort of racket going on at that point. It turned out it was having a holiday down the Ballerine about 2 years later.
Well, that can happen, and we still have that horrible thing of what they call rebirthing, where people, you know, they'll go and buy an old scrap body somewhere or a body. They'll find the body of a car. They'll go and steal a new car to order, and then they'll take the engine and the plates and everything and put it in the other shell, and then they'll rebadge that vehicle and re-register it. And somebody's lost the Mercedes Benz, and somebody's got a brand new one that probably cost them $2,000 for a body shell. So that is a very terrible part of unscrupulous people in our economy, and we need to get them out.
Ange, good evening.
Yeah, hi guys. I don't understand why when these cars come out from the factories, they don't put kill switches in them. We've got kill switches in our car, and when you park it, you just flick it. You're the only one that knows where it is. Why don't they do that in other cars?
Look, it's a really good question, but what I was talking about last week was theft of cars, and, the majority of cars that are stolen now, because the locks are so good on them, they're not stolen by somebody breaking into your car. They break into your house and take the keys. As a matter of fact, they don't have to break in. Normally the back door's open. They open the door, swipe the keys while you're watching the telly, and off they go. I think kill switches are a great idea. They can be fitted aftermarket, which means you can go to a auto elect, that sort of mechanic to put a kill switch in. In car manufacturing, though, particularly what I would call in the middle range and the cheaper ranges, every cent that's in a car adds to the cost. And because every customer doesn't want that, the manufacturers will leave it out and they'll leave that to the aftermarket. But actually, the old-fashioned kill switch has still got a lot of value.
Ange, thank you for your call. More with Jeff Gwillim from the VACC after these.
Tom Elliott.
Joining us on the line now, Executive Director of Small Business Australia, Bill Lang. Bill, good afternoon. Your response to what's been announced today?
3 to 6 weekdays.
Well, you know, totally gobsmacked. There's enormous gaps in the way they've gone about what they're implementing with these policies. And to hear that they're sort of, you know, it's unprecedented, we haven't come across it before, but we're now sort of 5 months into this whole thing.
Drive.
So there's been plenty of time to start thinking through these scenarios and just not imbued with a lot of confidence. It's a very, very sad day.
On 3AW 690.
In these uncertain times, being in debt is becoming harder, especially if you're over 60. This was the case with HomeSafe Wealth Release customer Kay, until she realised she could use the equity in her home to pay off her debt. The relief for Kay now being debt-free is enormous. HomeSafe Wealth Release, helping seniors for over 15 years. See Kay's story at homesafe.com.au or call 1300 307 059. Available in most postcodes in Melbourne, and terms and conditions apply.
When was the last time you checked if you're getting a good deal on your home and contents insurance? Here's a quick and easy way to do it. Get a quick quote today on the special deal with Budget Direct, now live at 50upclub.com. You'll get 30% off your first year's premium. Plus, you'll receive a $50 e-gift card for every new combined home and contents insurance policy when you switch online. That's right, a 30% discount and a $50 e-gift card. Available at 50upclub.com. Insurance brought to you by Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Any advice provided is general in nature. You should read the PDS to see if this product is right for you at 50upclub.com. Get the deals you deserve today at 50upclub.com.
Is your tea grown and handcrafted in the lush tea gardens of Ceylon? Are the tea leaves handpicked to protect its real taste? Is your tea tasted for quality by a family of tea growers? Is it an ethical tea? Has it touched the lives of over 100,000 people? Is it the best cup of tea you've ever had? The perfect cup of tea. Dilmah.
Do try it.
Yes. Hi, Dave. Let me find a quiet room. Okay.
We've made changes for those who Wi-Fi in every room. Add on Telstra Smart Wi-Fi boosters to any NBN plan. Visit Telstra to find out more.
You're listening to Dennis Walter on Nice on 3AW 693.
We're talking automotive with Jeff Gwillim, VACC CEO. Jeff, good evening.
Oh, g'day there, Dennis and Jeff. Look, guys, first let me tell you, I'm out on the road now and the curfew is certainly working very well. There are very few cars on the road, more trucks than cars, which you would expect now to do deliveries as
yep.
I am. But, so the looks like most people are abiding by it, which is good to see. But my question about these data dots, I've never heard of them before, and I just wondered, Jeff, why aren't the insurance companies promoting it and offering huge sort of discounts on your insurance if you have some sort of device like that on the car?
Yeah, look, some insurers may. I mean, I don't know insurer by insurer, but I hate to say it, but insurers often operate in the same way as car manufacturers do, that anything that's the cost of them, it's a catch-22. I think the insurers stand back and say, well, that's a responsibility of the consumer. And the consumer says, well, that's a responsibility of the insurer. And it's a ridiculous scenario given the cost to individuals and the community for stolen vehicles. And I think that somewhere along the line, they've got to really... we don't have domestic manufacturing of mass-produced cars anyway, so it's a big job for the insurers to pick up. But I would argue, in the scheme of things, they're better off paying for it than chasing thousands and thousands of stolen cars every year.
Jeff, congratulations to you, because you are the first person who has ever given me a curfew traffic update.
Thank you, Dennis.
And it's not likely to happen again, but well done to you on August 3rd, 2020. Brad, good evening.
Oh, yeah, good evening, Dennis. Hi, Jeff. Just a quick one. I'm looking at buying a car, and it's under finance, and the fella said to me, if I could pay out the figure, it's a little bit, he'd have to give me a little bit of money towards the figure. He's saying that due to the covert, if he has to do it, it could take 5 to 6 weeks with an encumbrance. Does that make sense?
No.
Look, my view, if you're talking to anybody about car insurance, just make sure that everything that they're telling you is in black and white. It's much tighter in new and used car dealers have to meet a whole new benchmark now for finance for vehicles. This is an outcome of the Banking and Insurance Royal Commission. It's just made money harder for dealers to get, and as a consequence, harder for consumers to get.
Brad, thank you from beautiful Clifton Springs on the Bellarine. Are people still going out and buying vehicles, Jeff? Because I know of someone who's just bought a car and very happy that they've done it.
Yeah, they are still buying vehicles, Dennis. And, you know, as we head further into this week, the really tight end of the lockdown, you can still buy a vehicle online, and the dealer can arrange for that vehicle as long as you've got contactless trading going on. So what consumers need to know is that it's not the end of the world going into lockdown. We have to behave in a particular way. We've got to keep people separated. But you can go online, and you can buy a car, and that we can get that car to you through the dealerships without any contact, either delivering it or almost a Bunnings type click and collect. Yep.
The age of doing things, still doing things, but doing them differently. VACC CEO Jeff Gwilym, thank you. Chat to you next Monday.
Thank you, Dennis.